Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go!
This is Share Funny. From the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Sponsored by Paul Davis Restoration. For example, Paul Davis, what they do is if... So right now I'm sitting here and the sun is beaming through the window right into my pretty green eyes. And say I got up to go do something across the room and I was blinded by the sun and I slipped and busted a hole in the wall. And then that scared me and then I fell to the ground and I started bleeding all over the carpet. And, you know, I had lost control of my bowels and things and just was in a complete mess and destroying everything that I touched. Paul Davis would come in and say, oh, TJ, dumbass, tried to walk when he couldn't see.
Oh, my God.
And then he set the place on fire.
He ruined everything.
So that's kind of stuff. Fire damage, smoke damage, blood damage.
Blood and floods.
That's what they can handle. Paul Davis Restoration. Go to acetj.com/Paul Davis. Paul love it. Paul love it. All right. So I've been talking about this this new docuseries on Netflix. Came out this week, I guess. Brand new. Called Bad Vegan. Riggins says the only show he's ever seen that has a 100 rating on from the Netflix or from Rotten Tomatoes or whatever. It's really good. Now, I'm going to tell you a part of it, though, that really pissed me off. That's a life lesson that could be learned from everyone. And this is not going to give away any of the suspense or any of the twists and turns from the, you know, coming around corners on the story or anything. Because this is all about a big time news story that, you know, swept the nation for a little bit. It's this story of this woman from New York, and she falls in with this guy who she marries because the guy promises her and her dog eternal life. He can get them eternal life in this crazy, majestic world out there, okay? And
eternal life.
She's part of the story is about how much she loves this dog, obviously. And the story, they introduce this homeless guy. He was homeless, and she would walk by him every day on her walk to the restaurant she owned, and he loved her dog, and she made friends with this homeless guy. Well, he's old, and he's as typical New York as you can get, you know. So they ended up at the – and if you don't want to hear any of this because you think any of it's going to mess it up for you, then you mute it now or skip past it, whatever, however you're listening to it. But they – they get arrested, she and this guy, hiding out in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, home of Dollywood.
Okay. Love it.
And they had been there for several months. And during that time, she had secretly made friends with a guy that worked at the Chipotle across the street from their motel. It was the only person that she could talk to or anything because she was kind of just like they try to describe it more as what do you call it when you fall in love with your captors, your
Munchausen.
Stockholm. Certain people have said that that's what it was or whatever. She wasn't being held prisoner and she wasn't being mistreated or anything, but anyway, this was the only friend that she had she could confide in because she was vegan, and that's what her restaurant was a vegan raw restaurant in New York. And so she finds herself in the hills of Tennessee, and there aren't a lot of vegan type things.
Pigeon Forge's not known for its vegan raw restaurants.
So the closest thing she could come probably would be a Chipotle. She could go over there and get, you know, lettuce and whatever.
On rice.
Yeah. So she made friends with this guy. It wasn't anything romantic or anything. So when she and her husband got arrested, they had the dog, obviously. And the woman that ran the hotel kept the dog while they went and got processed in jail. And then her phone call in jail was to the guy that worked at Chipotle to have him go get the dog and keep the dog safe. And she would get the dog from him, or somebody would. So when they're getting the recount story from the people that have been featured in the documentary and all, this homeless guy is sitting there and talking all tough. He goes, I wanted to know where the dog was. And they told me that somebody there had kept the dog. And I'm like, no way. No way. There's no redneck is going to be responsible for that dog. I'm not leaving that dog with no redneck. So I got in my car and I was driving. I got to exit 5 on the Jersey Turnpike, and her father called me and said, don't worry about it, we got the dog. So I turned around. It's like he was just going to be some badass rolling in there and going to whip somebody's ass over this dog. And that guy from Chipotle would have beat the shit out of that little old guy. Just because you're from New York, you think you're all tough, that dude would have beat the living hell out of you if you rolled up on him and started talking shit about taking that dog away from him because you weren't going to leave it with no redneck.
And probably
that guy would have whipped his ass.
And since he'd only been informed of the situation from the lady, probably was like, I'm looking for a reason to beat this guy's ass anyway.
Yeah.
So the moment he spouts off, I will take care of him.
He's like, I'm sitting, this dog's been thrown on me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm taking care of it out of the goodness of my heart. And then this asshole's going to roll up on my front door.
Yeah.
Start talking shit.
Yeah. What was the plan? I mean, he's just going to roll up and
just, whip somebody's ass if he had to take that dog. I'm taking that dog. You think you're going to stop me? No, nobody's going to stop me. Holy crap. Okay, all right, tough guy.
Yeah, you just signed your death warrant.
Yeah, and roll up into the hills of Tennessee thinking that just because you're from New York that you're badder than everybody else and your ass will be buried, thrown off a cliff, whatever the case may be. Yeah. You mess with the wrong people.
That was dumb.
Yeah. So luckily, her dad called him before he got out there and got his ass whipped in Tennessee.
Yeah. Here's your story.
Wouldn't that have been a great ending, though, if he'd have got driven all the way down there just to get the crap kicked out of him?
Yeah, they don't play.
I'm from New York.
Okay. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Here's an ass whipping from the hills of Tennessee.
Yeah.
Welcome to the South.
Right here across the street from the Hatfield and McCoy feud dinner.
Yeah. We'll beat your ass down a mountain. That's crazy.
But even she said at one point, you know, I'm not afraid at all to stay in the city and walk around by myself in the city and everything. But when I'm in the country, I get freaked out by that. Like, yeah. Because you don't know what them people are going to do right there now.
Oh. These damn hills have eyes.
Oh, hell yeah. And boobs. Dolly.
Dolly's out here.
Hell yeah. That's Dollywood. Dolly gives you wood. That's why it's called Dollywood.
That's not right. You shouldn't say that about Dolly.
I know.
Dolly like that.
But anyway, if that is a really good docuseries, if you don't know
why. I might check that one out.
It's good. It's only 4 episodes. So, you know, that's nothing to me.
I can get through that in a week.
A week? I can do that in a day.
Yeah, it took me.
Yeah, I don't get to watch TV every day.
Oh. Yeah, it took me a good. Let's see, each episode was about an hour, a little over an hour. So it took me a little over 4 hours.
You love that TV. Oh, Jody was giving it to him good yesterday on the podcast.
I haven't listened this week yet. Is that all about the
TV? She was giving it to him left, right, and center about how much
TV?
Oh, Golly, it was ugly. Mm.
What's her problem with how much TV he watches?
I don't know, because it sounds like they watch a lot of it together, but that's her complaint. It's like, that all we do together is we only watch TV and movies together. And he goes, we do stuff.
Y'all went to the bar crawl Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he said, we do stuff all the time. We're going out with your friends. She's like, well, they're going out because they like me, which I thought was like the most insulting thing maybe that's ever been said.
But he's still there. I mean, he's still
there. That's what I said. I'm like, shit, if I'm at the dinner, trust me, it's not exactly a fun time for me if I'm at a couple's dinner.
Yeah,
I'd rather be hanging from the rafters. No,
I like that couple. I just couldn't remember their names.
Yeah, I mean, listen, say my presence is a present. Okay, kiss my ass.
But you know, she counts the TV that I watch when I'm through with my work for the day. And she is off doing her thing or whatever she's got going on, whether it be, you know, work for the house, or she's on calls with Adam, our manager, things, any of that. But I go to bed at 8 o'clock, and what does she do after that?
She watches TV.
Yeah, she stays up late watching TV.
Sure.
So she watches as much TV as I do. She just doesn't watch the same show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, she... It goes from this show to a different show,
right?
Where I'll just stay on the same thing. You know, once you open open the can, you got to eat it till it's gone, you know?
There you go.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow. I mean, it was something. She did not like that.
She asked me the other night before the company got there. She goes, do you want any of this wine? They're going to be drinking wine. You want some wine? And I said, yeah, but I got a little bit left in my beer here. She goes, okay. And I went, and opened the beer. Just let me finish this little bit.
Then I'll switch to wine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I like wine, but not as much as I do beer.
Hell no.
Of course not.
No. Hell no. I tell you what one of my favorite beers is, though, and I only get it at this Italian restaurant we go to, is Peroni. The Italian beer.
Yeah, I love it. Peroni's good.
Learned about that at Disney.
Yeah.
Drinking around the world. Said, oh, we're in Italia. What am I going to drink here? Peroni.
Peroni.
Do you like it, Alexis?
I've never tried it.
Oh. That's right, because you got the palate of a bull's ass.
Oh, please.
There you go.
Yeah, you don't know about nothing.
I know about good beer.
Mm-mm. Peroni, good beer.
Probably is.
Yeah,
Peroni. It's a black label, right? It has a black label?
Not even close. It's green and white. Oh. Like Italia.
Yeah. And Mexico's good because you can get a Corona. Oh. But then everything, I mean, those German beers suck. The UK, you got to get a Stella.
I like a Stella.
Yeah.
Okay. I like a Stella.
I like a Stella.
You know what? I like a Stella.
I like a Stella too. You know? Stella's good.
But you know what I think, though? I think they should have those featured at each country, but they should also have American beer there.
Hell yeah.
You know, in the background.
Definitely. Hey, we just got them in the fridge. Yeah, you guys want? I agree.
Because no matter where you start at Epcot going around the world, America is a far walk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the time you get around to there.
Well, and even though you can participate in the concept of Epcot all you want, but you're still in America.
Well,
yeah, every step of the way is in America.
It can be American stuff.
But as much as Disney would like for it not to be.
Yeah, I like that, though. I like the fact that you got to try something new.
I don't.
Around the world.
No, I like the fact that you can try something new, but not that you got to try something new.
Soviet Russia. You will drink this. Shut up.
Sorry, I'm not that. Don't really have to try Moroccan beer to know that I'm not going to care for it.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
There's a funny story in the news, and it has some salty language in it, more so than we would normally use on the Share Funny, but it's required to get across the funniness of the story. What I like is the real funniness of the story, the pieces of funny in the story. So you're warned. There's a woman suing a novelty gift company. She's suing them, citing fear, nervousness, anxiety, worry, and indignity. Fear, nervousness, anxiety, worry, and indignity. Why is she suing this novelty company? Because the novelty company known as Deer at Your Door, owned by Rain Parade LLC,
I'm gonna look that up.
Had a Choco Dong delivered to her.
I want one of those.
I got a sweet tooth.
Yeah, it was a. I think something. I mean, it's big, big old yeah. Piece of chocolate. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The company also specializes in chocolate booty holes.
Don't want that.
With the message "Live fast and do something that rhymes with fast."
Yeah. I got it.
Okay. And you can also get gummies in a plastic bag, and that's called a bag of deer. And they also do glitter bombs, which is not funny at all.
Oh.
She is a some sort of a Ventura County politician that somebody had sent this to, and now she's suing the company for delivering it to her house. I don't think she knows who sent it.
Well,
but she's calling it dirty politics and all these things. So how much could a claim like that be worth? How much could a lawsuit like that have? What are your damages on somebody sending you a chocolate deer in the mail?
These are fun.
Having it delivered to you. Like, this is a level of gutter politics going on in this town, she said.
I'd be more pissed about the glitter bomb than a chocolate butthole.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, I would.
Whatever.
Yeah, I would eat that.
Yeah, I mean, it's chocolate.
It's just chocolate. Unless it's, you know, if it's milk chocolate, sure. If it's dark chocolate, I don't want any of that because I just don't like dark chocolate.
Do you think that's going to be good milk chocolate?
Yeah, they come in a box.
I mean, it looks.
I don't like bad chocolate.
Can you see it, Reese? Yeah. It looks.
Holy smokes, it is huge. That's the Choco Dong.
I got all of them over here, Lexus, if you want to see.
See the Choco Dong.
I don't know which ones. Well, let's see.
How many people believe that that's the first time she said that today? I don't.
Let me see the Choco Dome now.
Gotta have the Choco Dome.
What's I it need to have it.
Choco Dome?
Dong.
Choco Dong. Dong.
Dong.
I have a quench for a Choco Dome.
A quench?
Yeah. I mean, a thirst.
What are you doing?
Unquenchable.
When they come in these boxes, and you really have no idea, the box shows up, and the box is a well-decorated little box. It just says, "Happy birthday." And when you open it, there it is, and it just says, and on the inside of the box says, "Eat a."
Mm-hmm.
You get a face full of Choco Dong.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
But that has caused her pain and suffering like you wouldn't believe.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. So she sues the company.
Why would
I think
you not?
That's who she's suing. Yeah, because she doesn't know who sent. Because she's, they do everything anonymously, and they protect your identity if you order this to send to people. If you want your identity protected, And maybe that's what she's suing, to find out who sent it? Her okay. the Choco Dong, and then she's going to go after them.
I couldn't even sleep.
She's suing for damages, including psychological counseling, lost wages,
and wages.
Cost of the suit, meaning her legal fees, I guess.
Get out of here.
Not the suit that she dripped the chocolate onto that ruined it.
Pantsuit.
I need a new suit.
She couldn't go into work because she was so traumatized by a Choco Dong.
How do you call in about that?
You're so dumb.
Someone sent me a Choco Dong. I can't.
I hope the judge is like, can we see the Choco Dong?
Yeah.
So we just know what we're dealing with here.
Go ahead and eat it. I ate it, Your Honor.
The complaint states, the actions of defendants were outrageous, intentional, and malicious, and done with reckless disregard of the fact that they would certainly cause plaintiff to suffer severe and emotional, physical distress.
Get out of here.
That's one of those where the judge ought to automatically say no, and you need to pay everybody else's legal fees. Yeah. Bringing that shit up in my court.
Wasting our time.
Leave the Choco Dong.
Yeah. Any of those chocolate buttholes? Send me any of the buttholes? We'll take those too. Yeah.
Give me a bag of deers. Yeah. I'll take the bag of gummies.
Yeah. I'll three chocolate buttholes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the story has to put the name of the company. The Nick at Your Door FAQ page says it will ship everything with complete discretion, and that it won't give your information out unless you do something illegal. Mm-hmm.
I wonder what that would be.
Well, I guess like if you're sending it to sexually harass or stalk somebody or something, maybe that's what she's saying they did to her. They stalked her, harassed her.
Sent me a chocolate penis.
Now,
people are so ungrateful.
Right?
Yeah.
People are so ungrateful. Yeah.
I would love to have a chocolate.
I would love that. That's so thoughtful.
There are lots of companies that will send anonymous prank candies in the shape of genitalia to anyone you want to piss off. Last year, West St. Paul, Minnesota City Council member Dick Vitelli received an anonymous bag of candy deer from eatabagofdeers.com.
Hey, that's his name.
Yeah, and he said, I'll enjoy these very much. Kiss my ass.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
He said that during a council meeting. Oh, and I think they provided the video of that.
Kiss my ass. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, that's a good attitude. These
gummies.
I like that.
And that's, you know, big deal. What? How much money are you looking to get out of that company? So shocked. Oh, my God. Made me nervous. Lost wages.
Yeah. Physical distress. How are you physically distressed? And emotionally distressed. What did you do with it?
And I think that the attorney for her, who's bringing this suit, should be fined and have to go before the bar.
Yeah.
To explain why you would be coming at this. And what I think about is, my daughter is about to graduate from college, and she's now looking for a company to start her career with. Right out of college, being a professional, she's trained to be.
Right.
What do the people who work for Dick at Your Door, when they come home, tell their parents, hey, thank you for getting me the college education, paying for all of that. I'm now one of the entry-level positions in the corporate, climbing the corporate ladder at Dick at Your Door.
I'm I bet there's some type of parent company name that they use.
I'm selling buttholes.
Yeah. They're on sale this week.
What is Lainey doing now? And she graduated. She works for this company called bagofdicks.com.
You ever seen a Choco Dong? Margaret? She sells those. She sold 200 dicks the other day. A bag of buttholes.
Choco butts.
Choco butts. Mm. Yeah, that's an interesting one.
We're so proud of her.
Yeah.
She's doing so well.
I bet you this company makes a fortune.
Yeah.
You think?
I wonder how. Did you say it's on sale this week, Rob?
Yep. Yeah. $5 off of Choco Dong.
You guys want to get me a present?
What is the regular price?
$24.99. So it's $20 right now.
Ooh.
That's a steal.
And that's delivered? Is it separate delivery fee?
I'm not seeing anywhere that says free delivery, so I'm assuming there's delivery charge.
Okay.
That's how they get you.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, the spring-loaded glitter bombs, all three varieties are on sale as well.
See, now that's worth suing somebody over.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Glitter bomb.
I want to send one to you so bad, TJ, just because I know you hate it.
The glitter bombs, the three varieties, there's a deer version, and then there's a shit version. And then the other one, I'm not even going to say what it is on the air. I'll tell you later.
That's kind of funny. It's a dick glitter bomb.
Just know this, Alexis. If you ever send me a glitter bomb, I'm going to put snakes and spiders in your apartment.
No, you will not.
Yes, I will.
Yeah.
Yes, I will.
You will do that.
Mm-hmm.
Snakes and spiders.
Yeah, both of them. Because I can't remember which one you hate most, but more. So I'm going to do them both.
I'm going to send you glitter bomb. It's going to be glitter drips all over your place.
You can also get an Eater gummy. It's a giant gummy that comes in the box. It's the same size as the giant chocolate.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
They also have pop-up book-type greeting cards with jerks in them.
Yeah, I would say they're obsessed.
They are obsessed with deers.
Oh, mm-hmm. God. They also have glitter bomb greeting cards. Like when you open the card, the glitter goes everywhere. Oh, yeah. God.
That still would warrant snakes and spiders in the apartment.
No, you can only pick one for a card.
Even if it's just a greeting card. There can be a bag of snakes.
Yeah.
And not the kind you want.
Exactly. Oh, good news, guys. It just popped up. Sign up for their newsletter for 20% off for April Fools.
Yeah, what could be in their newsletter? Employee spotlight this month?
Is there like return customers? Like, you think that'd be a one-off kind of thing?
I mean, this is Ray in shipping. He's been with the company since its origin. Ray standing there in an apron and a hairnet with plastic gloves on.
We have a blog.
Yeah, a mold, chocolate penis mold in his hand. This is how we do it.
Share funny from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
Hey, it's funny you'll share. The Ace and TJ family presents the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
No. There's a lady, we talk about this all the time because it was so shocking when it happened. We couldn't really believe it. There's a lady walking around planet Earth with a giant, not so professional looking tattoo of the old Ace and TJ logo on her ass.
What?
Yep.
Yeah, huh? She did it to win tickets and backstage passes to meet Rick Springfield, the 80s superstar Rick Springfield. He was part of a concert that our radio station was sponsoring, and he was the retro act, obviously. And she said she would do anything to get to meet him, and so that's what came up on the wheel, and she did it. on the air in our studio, and we weren't even famous in the city at the time. We were relatively new on the air in Charlotte, North Carolina, and it wasn't a pretty tattoo, and it may have been because the tattoo artist that came in to do it was trying to concentrate on doing the tattoo while talking on the radio and us laughing and carrying on at the same time he was having to pass a kidney stone.
Oh, yeah. God.
Yeah, he was in a bad way.
It could have also been impacted by the fact that rather than find a tattoo artist, we just said on the air, anybody know how to do tattoos?
Yeah.
Call him down.
Yeah, it wasn't one of those... You know, show us your license and certification, all that stuff.
You think she still has it?
I don't know. But there's a 32-year-old woman in England named Kaylee Williams. She's trying to track down a random guy named Daniel Ford 10 years after she got his name tattooed on her butt. They never dated or even hooked up, but back in 2012, she was on vacation with her friends off the coast of Spain, and she and her friends had been drinking, and they met a group of guys at a tattoo shop, and all the guys were dressed up as babies. Oh, it's so funny. And one of them was a guy named Daniel Ford. He dared her to get his name tattooed on her butt. He offered to pay her for the tattoo, so she went for it. And that's the last time she ever saw him. She was even dating somebody back then, and when she showed up, showed her boyfriend the tattoo she had gotten, he thought it was funny. It's not clear whether or not she's single now or if Daniel is. She's looking for him. She wants to get in touch with him. She knows that he lived in Wales back then, kind of like Jonah, I guess.
Sure.
But she hasn't had any luck finding him on Facebook yet, so she's got a... You know, whole big thing out there. If you know Daniel Ford from Wales, who could have been in Spain in Florida, in 2012, dressed like a baby, I need him. Now, here's the thing. Riggins has already brought the picture up here, but I was going to say, she does not look like you would picture her to look.
You're right.
Because call me crazy, call me offensive if you want to, but some British woman who will just get any old guy's name tattooed on her and all. I picture her to be just trashy looking, dirty looking, you know, that typical has nothing to lose, so put a tattoo of some guy you don't know, and it's not gonna, you know, the attitude of it's not gonna hurt my looks any, you know.
How long ago was the tattoo?
2012.
Oh, not that long. Okay, I was gonna say maybe she turned her life around.
Mm-hmm. Because she looks clean.
Yeah.
And doesn't look like she's got a bunch of bad tattoos all over her. You can see there's another one up there above her panty line at the top. I don't know what that is, but it could be something that really means something to her. But she does. She looks clean. She's wearing makeup. She looks almost American.
Yeah.
Like Italian.
Yeah. So no offense to the British out there.
Sorry. I would never get a tattoo of a guy's name on me ever.
How many tattoos do you have, Alexis?
Two.
Oh, you only got two? Yeah. I thought you had more than that.
Mm-mm. I just can't do it.
But you are going to get more. That's what you always talk about. It's one of your dreams is to get more tattoos.
Yeah.
She has a lot of dreams.
A lot of dreams.
And it'd be something about your cat.
Mm-hmm. Cat or Harry Potter.
Oh.
Well, that's a guy's name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's not going to say Harry Potter.
Yeah. And you usually wouldn't find women getting the word Harry tattooed on them anyway.
Good point.
Something about your cat named Khaleesi.
Yes.
Or Harry Potter.
Yup.
The two things that mean the most to you in your development.
Yeah. I mean, there's other things, but those are the ones that stand out. Khaleesi especially. That's my baby.
Yeah.
It's my kid.
Mm-hmm. Ace, do you see yourself ever getting any more tattoos?
Yeah, I've thought about doing something. Cade's going to do something else around. He came up with a really cool idea to circle the P that he and I and Amanda have on his arm. he's got a pretty sharp idea. And I was like, oh, man, that's kind of his thing. But I thought, I wonder if I could do something else, come up with something else to add on to that. Other than that, no, I don't see me getting any tattoos.
How many men get tattoos on their butt cheek, though?
Ew.
I don't think that many, unless you're doing the full body thing.
If I saw a guy with a tattoo on his butt cheek.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. If that would be a turnoff.
Yes.
Unless it's part of some type of huge design.
No.
Like they might go down the entire leg kind of thing.
I don't want that.
Who you knows? Mean like the when they do the pant leg tattoo? Like they would do a sleeve and the pant leg tattoo?
To his butt cheek?
I don't know.
What if it goes down the crack and all the way up to the front, too?
Like ew. No, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds cool as hell to me.
Yeah, I go around trying to look at guys' bare butts all the time, and I've never seen a tattoo on one.
Yeah, unless you're like Steve-O.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
He's like the only person. That would make sense.
Which, by the way, you know, with inflation, it is really hitting everything. You know how much a toilet cam for the men's room costs now?
Are they expensive?
Yeah, they've gone up like 50%.
Yeah.
It's a hobby that I'm not going to be able to keep up much longer. Yeah. It's going to break me. I mean, the rest stop toilet cam.
Ew.
That's how we should say we filmed the daily video from toilet cams.
With toilet cams.
We couldn't afford GoPros, so we just bought toilet cams. It's a little cloudy, but we're saving up.
So that would turn you completely off, Alex.
Yeah.
Hot guy, you're liking him, and then you see his butt for the first time, and he's got a tattoo on it.
Yeah, that's just like not masculine at all.
And it doesn't matter what the tattoo is?
No, I don't care.
No.
Doesn't matter what the tattoo is. Like, what would be an okay, reasonable tattoo to have?
Well, I mean, it could be cool, like an eagle or something.
An eagle on your butt cheek is cool.
Yeah, could be.
Or a bloody knife or something. That's not feminine.
What? Something tough.
Yeah.
Barbed wire on my ass.
I mean, there would be,
difference if it's just a bloody knife or something, or maybe it's Harry Potter.
On your butt?
Yeah. Or what if it's your severed head?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like the American flag and it says, we'll put a boot in your ass.
Oh, God. I mean, if you guys want to get butt tattoos, go ahead.
Oh, I don't. I'm just saying that you're just a little judgy is all I'm saying.
Ace wants an bald eagle tattoo on his butt. He said that's cool.
It's
wings out.
The wings would be on both cheeks.
Floating across the trees.
And then the head over the crack.
Great Yosemite National Forest.
Yeah,
spread your wings.
Yeah.
The beak would be the very top of his crack.
Yep. Yeah.
Like it's flying.
Hey, freedom's needed everywhere.
And it ain't free. Freedom ain't free.
But Rob, you'd never get a tattoo, right?
No, I thought about it before. If there was anything that I thought was like a sentimental thing to me, but I couldn't think of anything.
Spider-Man. He cried three times.
No, I was thinking like a music note for my grandfather who was a music man. But
yeah, now you feel like an asshole.
I feel like an asshole. That's actually really sweet.
You were not expecting him to come up with something really sweet like that.
Oh, but no.
A music note is a very feminine tattoo, so I decided against it.
I don't know. Something masculine about a treble clef. And, you know, as your grandfather would have said, he knew better than anybody, being a music man ain't always what it's supposed to be.
That's right. You wouldn't get it on your butt cheek, though, right?
No.
I think about the, you know, there are maybe three or four things that I could get a tattoo of if I were going to do it. The Founding Fathers. Ronald Reagan, my papa, and Jesus.
Like pictures of all these people?
Mm-hmm, or something about them, because because those are things that will never disappoint me.
Yeah.
There'll never be a, you know, anything that they would do that would make me regret having something about them as a tattoo.
The Founding Fathers.
And
you
know, people say, what about your wife or kids? Huh? They could still, like my kids could turn out to be, you know, Democrats one day or something. I wouldn't want them tattooed on my body.
Tattooed on my body.
Where would you get the Founding Fathers at? Where would you get the founding fathers at?
I don't know. Wherever people get tattoos. Not on my butt.
On his back, like Mount Rushmore.
Yeah. Shoulder blade to shoulder blade, baby.
It's the most boring tattoo.
Yeah, make your entire back Mount Rushmore.
It's what?
It's boring.
Boring?
Yes.
The founding fathers are boring?
No, like
boring
a Mount tattoo? Rushmore tattoo.
No, I wouldn't want Mount Rushmore. I'm talking
cool as hell, man.
Washington, Lincoln. No, he wasn't a founding father. I'm kidding. Washington, Jefferson, all them other sons in there.
She gets a Declaration of Independence also.
Holy shit, that'd be a big tattoo.
Wow, it sounds painful.
Maybe like a small version that doesn't actually have.
Or the Ten Commandments, since you love the Bible.
Oh, yes, since you love the Bible so much.
Yeah.
Why don't you marry it? Mm-hmm.
I said Jesus.
I'm not crazy about faces.
Me neither.
Me either.
It's easy to mess up.
And you know the thing about a Jesus tattoo is that I've seen a lot of criminals with Jesus tattoos. It makes me nervous.
Well, I mean, they get them after they're criminals, but hey, usually.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Jesus
will never disappoint. That's right.
But I mean, he went to where the sinners were. You know what I mean?
I hear you. I think if I were to get something, I would like the LSU, the round tiger face logo.
Oh, gosh. Right,
that'd be cool. My shoulder would be cool.
Alexis, what are your thoughts on that?
On my butt cheek.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool.
But the main reason I don't have a tattoo and don't think I will ever get one is because I never know when I might be on the run.
That's right.
And I don't need anything easily identifiable on me.
Definitive tip off every time. You're like, yeah.
You never know when you got to be on the run. Man. Yeah, man. I mean, like, look for the tattoo of the founding fathers on his bicep.
Oh, God.
Hey, miss any part of Share Funny? Subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms. More Share Funny coming up.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
Share Funny has its own Facebook group. To join, search Share Funny and get more. Now more Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family.
Alexis just said that she's going to get a tattoo of, what's his name, Shel Silverstein, mm-hmm, or whatever, type art with a little girl sitting on top of a stack of books with curly hair. Is that supposed to be you?
Yeah. Because I love books.
Mm-hmm.
I think
and yourself.
And myself.
Yeah. You're all about you.
A tattoo of yourself on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cartoon version, so it's not like really
right.
Me.
Mm-hmm.
It's just fun.
Shel Silverstein had the kind of really rudimentary drawings, the very basic kind of pencil sketches.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. He has some dumb shit.
Those used to be some of my favorite books.
There's some dumb shit.
Stop.
Wasn't none of them funny.
I remember the books. I couldn't tell you one story about Shel Silverstein. It was Where the World Ends or Where the Sidewalk Ends.
The Giving Tree.
Yeah.
The Giving Tree.
They were poems, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like, poem stories,
they're
short stories.
Almost like Dr. Seuss type stories.
A weird, a little strange.
Yeah. Not funny.
I like it.
No. I remember.
The Giving Tree. You didn't give me shit.
What you gonna give me?
Tree. You didn't give me nothing.
Oxygen.
I want some Swisher Sweets.
Awesome.
Oh, come on. You gonna say the Founding Fathers is boring? And then you're going to talk about a tree is special giving you oxygen?
Yeah.
You wouldn't even be allowed to be here enjoying that oxygen if it weren't for the founding fathers of this country.
Yeah. And they had to cut down that tree to make that book.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
What kind of bullshit is
you
that?
You wouldn't have been free to read the shit for sure.
Yeah. But you know what? The tree just continued to give. But that's okay. Take my branches if you need my branches to make a book to educate this child.
And yeah, they that's
did. Nice. That's right. Mm-hmm. It's the giving tree.
Yep.
That's what it does. It gives and gives and gives and gives.
Isn't that the one that Michael Jackson climbed up and they interviewed him while he was in that tree?
Was that the giving tree at
Don't
Neverland?
Don't you climb trees?
Yeah. Like, hey, Applehead.
Come on, I'm up here. Yeah.
He was so... Hey, Applehead. Hey, Applehead.
Martin Bashir.
Who's a low-life piece of shit, in my opinion. My humble opinion.
Was he wearing loafers when he climbed that tree, too? Was he wearing like penny loafers when he climbed the tree?
Silk shirt and silk pants and loafers.
What was that tree called, though? Yeah. It wasn't the giving tree, was it? It was something else.
It was like the dreaming tree or something.
TJ?
Come on up here. You don't climb trees?
Would it change your mind about Shel Silverstein to know that he wrote for Playboy?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Yeah. So, you know, watching The Secrets of Playboy on A&E, and it's all just a bunch of trash that was going on. And then they had those episodes where the women were like, I was trying to climb the corporate ladder and the glass ceiling. And I was, you work for a porn peddler.
Yeah.
You know, what? You were working for scum.
TJ, you're right. He did call it the giving tree, the tree Michael Jackson climbed to write his songs at Neverland Ranch. The personality of giving tree is a reflection of Michael's personality. To give without limits his entire being with all the love of his heart and to see that every human being is indeed an innocent child and in need of attention and love.
That sounds like some of that crazy stuff Alexis spouts.
Oh, my God. I don't spout crazy stuff. Give me an example. Oh,
like the universe talking to you and sending you owls and all of that stuff. There's a bunch of awesome. I mean, but do what you want. Whatever. I'm not making fun of it.
Right.
There's a difference in making fun and pitying.
Well, you just said it's a bunch of bullshit. What does that fall under?
I meant that in a good way. In a good way.
How?
It's a bunch of, it's a bunch of bullshit. You know?
You're so sensitive.
Yeah, God, I can't say
it's like
anything.
I mean that in a good way.
Can't say anything a bunch of around bullshit. You.
But a good boy.
Wearing your feelings on your sleeves all the time. Wearing your feelings on your leg of your pajama pants that you've worn in here.
I'm going to wear pajama pants the rest of the week.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
I mean, if you've given up, then at least we haven't given up on you, even though you've given up on yourself and life.
Shut up.
But I mean, that thought process of, okay, I'm waking up, I'm going out for the day to work and do my thing. I'm going to wear nighttime bed clothes to do that.
Yeah.
I just can't. That thought process would never hit me like that.
I don't understand.
But it's usually with women, though, Ace. We always talked about women in radio that want to wear their pajama pants and all that, and or just pajamas at work. Say,
we've never worked with a guy that did that.
Mm-mm.
Rob pretty much wears pajamas every day.
No, he doesn't.
I mean, they're shirts. Like, I would wear those as pajamas.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well,
just because you wear something as a pajama doesn't mean it's pajamas.
I would wear those shirts. Like he wears
He's
those
not
pajamas.
Coming in here in pajama pants.
I like that theory, though. Well, they're shirts.
They're shirts.
Yeah.
How dare I wear only shirts?
Yeah.
I'm going to wear what makes my soul happy, and pajamas make my soul very happy.
Did you do that when you worked at the restaurant?
I couldn't do that when I worked at the restaurant.
Well, what makes you think you can do it here?
Because no one's looking at us.
But did anybody here tell you you could?
Yeah, you didn't tell me I couldn't.
How many times have we talked about that, Ace, that we don't, like, women wearing pajamas to work just because they work early in the morning is not.
Well, just people in general, we've said we don't like
pajamas to work. Yeah, you didn't tell me you can't wear pajamas to work.
So when we start the show soon, will be on TV every day, all day.
Yeah, no one can see my bottom half.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm going to be like people during COVID quarantine doing Zoom meetings, just fancy from the top up.
Mm-hmm. No pants.
No pants. Yeah. I mean, it's just you guys. It's not like I'm going on a business meeting or anything like that today.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you guys want me to be comfy and happy?
Just us.
Right?
Just us. Oh, no.
Why would you want me to be uncomfortable?
Yeah, why would you want me to be uncomfortable?
Mm. Well, I mean, the best electric. It's not like you're, you know, on a regular day that you're wearing a tight cocktail dress with high heels on in here. But at least you wear clothes that were made for the outside, the out of doors.
Yeah, well, we're indoors right now.
Mm-hmm. But you had to go out of doors to get here.
And therein lies the problem.
But I mean,
tough to argue with.
That's right. No, she's not. Yeah, she's not tough to argue with because she's wrong.
Mm. Well, I'll be honest. She's winning this one at the moment.
No, she's not.
Yes, she is.
No, she's not. Because we could pull the trigger at any time exactly, and say, don't ever wear pajamas in here again.
Yeah. You won't do that, though. That's why it's gone on this long. Mm.
Regan, why do you only wear your pants here?
Yeah, right.
And if I'm comfy, my brain is comfy. Don't you need my brain to be comfy?
No, we don't. No, we'd like for your brain to be a little less comfy. We'd like for your brain to be, you know, a little more energetic and hopping around and being less laid back and comfortable.
No, because then you're going to tell me to shut up. I talk too much.
How many times have we said that?
500 million times.
Never, ever
a day.
Have we told you to shut up.
I've never said that to you.
No.
I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, shut up now.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
Hey, it's Ace. And you know what? There are a lot of moving parts when it comes to my life. And it's long been established on this show that it's a lot of stress in my life. There's a lot of anxiety, a lot of things that I'm dealing with. But you got to take control of your mental health. I've learned recently how important it is to manage your daily stress, manage those anxious thoughts. It's something we all want to do, but most of us don't know where to even begin. Well, I've heard so many great things about Noom when it comes to weight loss. When I found out there was Noom Mood, I absolutely wanted to jump on board and see what it's all about. With Noom Mood, you'll take the journey to mental wellness one step at a time. They've got a guided approach that will teach you the power of shifting your mindset in just a few minutes a day. You're not alone because you have a coach that walks through it with you, and it's not a one-size-fits-all thing. You go at your pace. All you need is 10 minutes a day. Worry less and feel happier. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/AceTJ. That's Noom.com/AceTJ.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.